Welcome to Sports Business Secrets. I'm your host, Kevin Tarka. This podcast is specifically designed to share secrets from experts in the sports business world to help you along your own path to success in this industry. Each episode is packed with lessons and insights that never expire. You'll hear from general managers of professional teams to CEOs of sports tech companies to agents, coaches, players, and everything in between. I invite you to join me in real time on my personal journey of representing players and coaches, traveling the world, and always finding a way to battle through obstacles in this competitive industry. Good morning from the wonderful US of A. The last time I was back in New Jersey here was July 18th, I believe, which is pretty wild. So excellent trip. Definitely nice to be back home to recharge physically, mentally, definitely financially. But I would be lying to you if I told you I was not already planning my next trip back over the waters. So stay tuned for that. But just want to do a little recap of the trip here, and then fill you in on what's next for the next few months. So I'll try and do it briefly because there's no way in one episode I could summarize everywhere that I've been, but I'll try at least hit the locations just to fill you in. So first stop was Hong Kong, where I was able to link with Donovan Smith, KTA client, who at the time was playing for NBL China's Wuhan. And obviously, if you followed, you've seen the splash that he made in the Asian markets, which was a great first step into those markets. So a lot more contracts coming from that way for Donovan after that debut, for sure. Got to spend some time with the East Asia Super League offices with Matt Beyer and Henry and the whole crew there, which was great because they're based in Hong Kong. And then I took a trip to Japan, where I stopped in Tokyo, got to link with Shibuya Sunrockers, which is the team that signed one of my clients, and then they loaned out to a B3 team where DeMarcus Berry's heading that up. Big Toyo is down there in Tokushima. So I went from Tokyo to Tokushima, made a quick stop in Osaka, actually. And then after Tokushima, I ventured out to Manila for the start of the World Cup. And I spent a few weeks in Manila, took a trip to Jakarta to check out that branch. So I was there for a few games in Jakarta, then back to Manila for the end of the World Cup. And over those however many weeks it was, three plus weeks, just a lot of great opportunities to meet new, catch up with old friends that are on staffs of World Cup teams, national teams, and then just meet a whole bunch of new people per usual. So after Manila, I wasn't really sure what the plan was after the World Cup, but per usual, I just kind of keep that open-ended. And when things come across my desk or I think it's worthwhile to make a trip somewhere, I do. And at that time, we were looking for what was next for Donovan after the China NBL season ended. And he ended up signing in Azerbaijan. So I went from Manila to Abu Dhabi, which was a layover location between Manila and Baku, Azerbaijan. But I wanted to spend a few days there because I hadn't been there before, which was amazing. So definitely go check out some of those pictures on my Instagram or LinkedIn if you have not, because there's some really cool cultural things there. Did not get a chance to go to Dubai, which I really wanted to do. The NBA has an academy in Dubai. There's a few people in Dubai that I wanted to meet with, but didn't have time for that. I don't have time for everything when I go to cities, so I just decided to save that for my next trip out there so I could actually spend more time in other locations in the UAE. So then I went to Baku. I spent 5 days in Baku, Azerbaijan, which was my first trip out there, which ended up being my 44th country visited. Super grateful for just being able to travel the world and do what I love. Really, really interesting market. If you didn't tune into yesterday's episode where I talk about the entire market and the opportunity that I believe Azerbaijan has, scroll back to yesterday's episode. But that was great to link with Donovan yet again, meet with some new players, meet with the team, meet with the federation, meet some new coaches, and then obviously explore the culture and have some of their unbelievable baklava, which I didn't know was a thing. So they have baklava Baku, which is a little bit different. It's made a little bit differently than the baklava in Turkey, which I'm more familiar with. So anyways, I might have a new favorite dessert. After those 5 days, I went to Frankfurt to, the plan was to take a day to rest before I came back to the States, but ended up going to a BBL Cup game in Frankfurt. And yeah, so that was the quick outline of the trip. If I could try to do that in a quick outline without diving deep into it, but obviously there's just so much more involved with it. So many more meetings and you know, learnings and both professional and personal. So always level up and always feel in my element when I'm on the road. So 9 weeks abroad was fantastic, and obviously looking forward to the next trip already. So what's next? Obviously back in the States here, the professional seasons are just about to begin. College basketball has started, high school basketball practices have started. Those seasons won't start for a couple months. So the next few months, pending any trips abroad, which there might potentially be one before the end of the new year, but I'll start the college high school tour a bit here in the Northeast. I'll take a trip out to Iowa next week. I have some friends and family weddings coming up towards the end of the year. But yeah, it's just going to be another regroup, another re-strategy. Obviously, on the recruiting trail, it's pretty much a 24/7 thing. But as mentioned many times, I haven't really recruited too directly the past couple of years as I try to, you know, figure out what the sustainability model is here for KTA. The new recruits that I've had, the new clients I've signed, has been a combination of just being organic and you know, coaches calling me and asking if you know, if I'd be interested in taking care of a player that they you know, really respect and think can have a long pro career just because of the relationships I've built with coaches. It's also been a combination of that and then players coming to me. I mean, I get hundreds of DMs. If you're one of the players that have messaged me on Instagram or LinkedIn or email, and I have not gotten back to you yet, please be patient. I try to get back to everybody, but I can't help everybody, and it's very, very rare that a player that's not recruited or that messages me, you know, I can help. So at least from getting a contract, I can definitely help from a guidance standpoint. So be patient. And then, you know, just as a note for recruiting, I don't necessarily want to go out and sign a dozen players. I don't. If I can help somebody, I will. But I'm more focusing on that long-term 1, 2, 3 NBA high-level abroad players, in addition to some of the other projects that I always have going on, right? So some of the consulting stuff has definitely been fruitful for me, whether it's working directly with some teams or some federations. I think that's a new project I've been trying to focus on, obviously with the situation in Azerbaijan and then other emerging markets, working with the federations to help identify opportunities and how they can continue to grow their intrigue for their market and bring in import players, bring in coaches. Obviously, I continue to have love for some of the brand partnership stuff that I've been doing, whether it's directly with players or with leagues or with teams for sustainability. Obviously, again, involved with the East Asia Super League a little bit and just excited for that home and away season to officially start. And then, you know, just on a global bridge of basketball, just happy to add value to any stakeholder anywhere, whether that's on the team side, whether that's from, you know, another media agency side connection to players or directly to brands or for league or for federation. Yeah, I'm I guess your prototypical entrepreneurial curiosity brain right now, where it seems like I'm kind of a bit everywhere, but I call it a little bit of organized chaos. I know my value, and I know that I can help a lot of different stakeholders in the basketball ecosystem, and I'm just trying to find the best way to have an impact, but also be sustainable and you know, actually generate some revenue from the value that I bring. And so if you are interested in any of the above and you think I can help, give me a shout. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks again for listening, my friends. If you enjoyed the episode or if it brought you any value at all, it would mean the world to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. If you share it on social media, make sure you tag me at Kevin Tarka. If there are any topics that you want me to dive into or any guests you'd love for me to have on the show, just shoot me a message and I will do my best to make it happen. Have an amazing day and hope to see you back here soon.